Good morning. My blog today is called The Storm That Wasn't. We are well informed here in New Zealand by our Met Service, who keeps us up to date with pending weather patterns, and yesterday Cyclone Cook was amongst the severest of announcements yet. It wreaked havoc in the east coast of the North Island with its regaling winds, thunder and lightning, and very, very rough seas, flooding homes, causing evacuations, and untold grief to many. I was warned by my husband to batten down the hatches, which left me confused, as we don't have such things in our mobile home. However, I did move the car to relative safety beside where we are parked. It may be sunk into the ground this morning. I'll venture out and look shortly. I even at the last minute placed a comfortable pillow and two duvet blankets in it just in case I was robbed of my sleep in my own bed. I already had my 72-hour kit in there. And you know, I slept in and didn't wake until 5 a.m. this morning. So unusual for me, as I am usually up around 1 a.m. and then 2 a.m. and then 3 a.m. It's a real struggle for me to sleep right through the night. But hey, last night it happened for me. In my dreams I could hear distant rainfall but hardly any wind. I remember now that I did wake at some point to close the window beside me because I thought that I felt raindrops on my arms as I stretched them out around my pillows. But I must have gone straight back to sleep as I don't remember anything else. And I woke this morning to several camper vans parked on the hard stones, obviously sheltering from the storm. I did notice that the brave tent person was gone this morning, though, when I finally looked out the window at 7 a.m. But evidence of anything drastic is nowhere to be found. Dunedin got lots of rain, but nothing out of the ordinary. And Kaikoura battened itself down, however, was not necessary in the end. So it appears that, as Cyclone Cook followed its chosen path through New Zealand, it petered itself out as the miles grew too long for it to survive. We are grateful that it did, as only the wildest imaginations could conjure up what could have happened. But then, that's how life happens. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.